We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Star 94.1.
Oh my God.
It's the Jeff and Jen Show.
It's Scott Trask from Boston. He liked drinking cold beer, smoking cigars, and clam chowder. But here, he's doing bachelorette stuff with Jeff and Jen. Dude, what's going on, kid?
All right, listen, last week we left off with Finn and Jesse. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot what we were talking about. I was going back to my book. I'm sorry.
Our chief engineer, Scott Trask, is in studio. It's a bit of a plot twist for two of the guys at the end of last night's episode with JoJo, but they're all on a big journey to find love in Buenos Aires.
This is ridiculous.
Should they take the guys, before they take them on these travel dates,
yeah,
should they make them find the places they're going to go on a map, and if you can't find it?
Oh, we'd eliminate at least half. I'm telling you that right now. The only ones I would trust were probably the two military guys, which would be Luke and Alex, because they at least should be able to read a map.
Okay.
Everybody else is going to be lost.
She's got the mega hots for Luke.
Yes.
I mean, that is going to go down, if you know what I'm talking about. That is going to happen before the end of the season.
It's going to happen, but, you know, for the first time, our friend, the guy we've been keeping an eye on, DJ Wells.
Yes, I only like him because he's a radio DJ. That's all I know about him.
Ends up getting his first date one-on-one.
Yep.
But we also find out he's never kissed her.
Okay, I'll be frank with you guys. I'm the one guy, I think, here that hasn't kissed her.
Wow. Wells has not kissed JoJo yet. Nobody knew that. That put a whole different spin on things.
Oh, man. I am sweating.
I can't believe he hasn't kissed her yet. I haven't been able to keep my hands off her.
What if you kiss her and there's just no sparks?
You're going hard.
I'm just saying, he hasn't kissed her yet.
Yeah, it blows my mind that JoJo had to write a date card essentially telling him that today's the day you're going to finally kiss me.
Don't forget your chapstick.
Breath mints.
So, he doesn't make it.
Yeah, they're all giving him stuff.
They get the first kiss. They're in this, whatever. And the first kiss is there, and even I'm sitting there going, dude, you just blew it. It's over.
Like,
just pack your bag. You're
this
out.
Is awkward. It sort of looked like a seventh grade kiss or something. It just was weird.
You go in like mouth open, like.
Yeah, it was just a little like tight lipped or something.
Yeah, just not comfortable.
Yeah.
He's a goofy guy. Yeah. So he's out.
He did not get a rose.
She's had to send him home.
So
like, this isn't happening.
He's
good.
He's out.
Yeah. Bye.
On the date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, at least he works at a radio station, which is a nest of comfort. Nobody there will give him crap for that.
No, none at all.
when he gets back to the office.
So now, here we go with, we talked about Chad, Roy Raid Chad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Getting him off the show because it seemed like everybody just simply wanted to talk about him.
Yep.
And it hasn't stopped. They're all, instead of saying something like, you need to be with me because... Mm-hmm. Or I can do this for you. It's, no, you don't want to be with him because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Jordan has to, defend himself with JoJo.
Maybe I came off.
Entitled.
I don't know what that means. Entitled. I mean, I when someone is arguing and I'm like, I don't know what to say. I didn't need to defend myself.
Yes.
I'm not entitled. And I'd hope... I'd hope that you know that by now. And
that's
I think anybody that has come into contact with me, in fact, everybody at one point or another has talked about how they thought I was going to be one person coming into this and that I've been exactly that, not that.
Now, remember now, he's already been accused, or talked to by JoJo about an ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this issue. Then I come to find out, just doing a little reading and things like that,
mm-hmm.
that supposedly during the show, he's on a dating app for celebrities.
Oh,
while
really?
On the show.
Scott's getting so into this, he now knows the Bachelorette rumor mill.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, this is too much, because I'm about... ready to go out of my mind. But anyways,
and he's the guy. He's the one who had a lot of the beef with. I mean, I know everybody disliked Chad, but I feel like Jordan and Chad crossed paths a lot.
It was him and Alex.
Got it.
And what kills me is, like I said, instead of these guys talking about themselves, they keep talking about each other. Mm-hmm. Other than Luke, right now Luke is the only one.
Yep.
That I don't think I've heard him actually say something bad about somebody else. It's always been, this is what I can do for you,
mm-hmm.
which is good.
Right.
Okay? Definitely.
So, but then we have the tension back in the clubhouse.
Right.
When Jordan comes out from that little one-on-one with James.
And since it dominated my one-on-one time with her, we might as well talk about it now.
It dominated the one-on-one time?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, yeah.
I agree. I had the same reaction. Did you use the word entitlement?
Here's exactly what I said. I said, Jordan acted like he was the end-all of be-alls right then.
So you used the word entitlement?
And maybe entitlement, possibly.
How are, let me just ask you this one question. How does one act entitled when stating that the rules of a game are such?
That's what, well...
How does my character get called into question? When I am playing a poker game.
I think you need to start referring, instead of calling it the clubhouse, that's what it's where they all live, it should be called the sorority house.
I would agree with that. I would agree.
Yeah, it's getting a little bickery.
Yeah, bickery, sniping.
Like at the end of all this, we should at least let you review like one Sox game or something. You
know? No, we're going to start a book club.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. Okay. But then at the end, we have Derek and Chase.
Oh, right. They were the guys that went on the two-on-one date. That's
they go
awkward.
Out and they learn how to tango. It's a little awkward. There's a lot of tension there. Even before they left, in the room by themselves, you could see.
And you thought it was going one direction.
You really did, but we definitely got surprised.
Yes.
Chase, you opening up to me, I can't imagine it's super easy, but I could see you trying to do that for me. And that was the most that I had felt connected with you. I think that it opened up my eyes to a lot. So, Chase, will you accept this rose?
Yeah.
Okay, now wait a minute. I want you to play that back again.
Okay.
Here he is going to get the rose. Listen to closely and listen to his response.
Chase, you opening up to me, I can't imagine it's super easy. But I could see you trying to do that for me.
Just pouring her heart out to him.
Yep.
And that was the most that I had felt connected with you. I think that it opened up my eyes to a lot. So, Chase, will you accept this rose?
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Buddy. Okay,
that's as much as he can say.
Yeah, I'll take it,
she
I guess.
She likes him, though, because he's mysterious. She sort of likes that. He's got the bad boy mysterious thing. She's digging it.
I'll take it. Okay, now, the very end, though, one more thing.
Okay.
Derek is a doofus. We got him filmed in the van crying while they're singing that Madonna song, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Shoot me now.
I mean, seriously, Scott, he was bawling.
And he's sitting there going, don't cry.
He's like, I don't know. Don't cry.
Don't cry.
Crying.
Oh, please.
All right, well,
stop!
You got a lucky break next week, Scott, because the Bachelorette is off for a week. It's 4th of July holiday. So
little surprise rose ceremony at the end there where you thought she was going to dump two of them, but she actually kept both of them.
Kept both of them.
I thought maybe it's because they need another week of the show.
How many guys are left?
Because it's July 4th.
How many guys are left?
What do we got?
Six.
All right.
Yeah.
So
Six left. Yeah.
All right, so we're about a month away from the end, Scott. The finish line is in sight.
Yes.
God bless you.
Hey, by the way, my wife now says that you guys owe her lunch to Bones or
somewhere.
Thanks for waking up with Jeff and Jen on Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.